Hello, Caitlin, and welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, Nora.
Today we'll be talking about your sophomore Inspire Week. Okay. All right, so the first question is, what were the biggest takeaways and the most lasting things you learned during this experience? What aha moments did you have? What lessons did you learn that you will take with you moving forward throughout school and work?
Well, I think one from this experience, I learned a little bit more patience with people because I don't love working with people in groups a lot of times, and I usually end up kind of, like, doing a lot of it. So, I don't know, I just, like, had to work with people, which was good. And then another takeaway, I think, or, like, aha moment was when they were there, like, we saw, like, their counseling department and things, and I've always wanted to do, like, counseling or be, like, a therapist, but I've, like, thought about doing with children in the past, and I think, like, seeing that made me want to do it even more and even gave me possible ideas for, like, our junior, like, internship and maybe doing something with a school, like, counselor. So, yeah.
All right. As you were talking about collaboration, that's actually our next question is, how did you have to collaborate during this project? Describe how and why you collaborated, and then talk about how successful or unsuccessful that collaboration was. Dig into specific skills you used during this process.
So one thing we did on our second day was we went to, like, the Smiley Cafe, and we were kind of, like, put into little groups with different specific topics about the gardens. And so my group, hold on, my group had to make a list of all of the garden, all of the things we were going to put into the garden, how much they costed, if they were native, how they grow, and all of those things. So I just had to, like, work with my partners, and we had to, like, assign each other specific tasks and stuff. And then also, I don't know, so, like, I guess just assigning each other specific tasks was helpful. My specific skills I probably used were communication. Like, if I couldn't find something, I had to, like, communicate with my partners and tell them that I was unable to find it, or if I needed my partners to do more work, I had to communicate with them, be like, can you please help with this? So definitely just, like, communication was a skill I used. And then also I would say creating the lessons. We were put into groups, and so we had to kind of give each other specific tasks, and we really had to work together thinking of ideas. So again, just, like, that, the skills that used was communication, that also used, like, perseverance throughout, because it definitely was pretty difficult. So, yeah.
All right, your next question is about advice to future students. What advice do you have for future students about how to make the most out of their sophomore Inspire Week experience?
So first, pick something you're genuinely interested in. I mean, so there's not a lot of options, I guess, but even with the options that there was, don't pick something that you're like, oh, that might be fun, or you just, like, you're, I don't know, just, like, don't just, like, randomly pick it. Definitely, like, put a little bit of thought into it, because if you end up picking something that you're just not going to enjoy, it's just going to be a bad experience and you're not going to get much out of it. So picking, like, for me was probably the most important part. And then, so that was my advice. And then also, like, when you're there, making the most of it, being talkative, enjoying that time with, like, your other classmates, because it might not be your normal group of people. So that's, like, really fun to get out of, like, your cliques and meeting new people. So just really enjoy it. Go into it with a positive mindset. Don't be negative, so you can really get the most out of it.
All right. Next question is about perseverance and difficulty. What was the most challenging / difficult thing for you about this project? Where and how do you think you could have improved your performance?
So again, I think collaboration was the most difficult part. Like, specifically creating the lessons was hard, or, like, interviewing people for the lessons was hard. So yeah, interviewing them was pretty difficult, just because, like, having three people interviewing a couple kids is hard. Like, I teach, like, learn to skate at the ice rink, so, like, I kind of work with little kids sometimes, so I don't know, I feel like I almost wanted to take over, and then, like, other people wanted to take over, and it was just really hard to, like, work together on that, but we figured it out. And same with creating the lessons, or, like, presenting them. It was hard to find the balance of who was going to talk when, and so we had to, like, go through and put our names on specific parts and practice it so we could make sure it was successful as possible, because our first run through was, like, we were talking over each other, and I feel like I had to kind of take over, and it just didn't work well, so we had to, like, create a plan and persevere through it. So yeah.
All right, and that wraps up our final question. Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
All right. Have a great night.